Shalom, my friends. This session, I would like to share with you the portion that is found in Luke chapter 15, the parable that is called the parable of the lost son. It is found in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. In Hebrew, it is called Mashal HaBen She'avad. It is a long portion of scripture, which I would like to read this with you. But just to remind us all that in Luke chapter 15, we have a situation in which the Pharisees, the spiritual leaders of the day, were accusing Yeshua, the Messiah, according to Luke 15 verses 1 and 2, that he receiving sinners, and that he eats with them. We read in verses 1 and 2 of Luke chapter 15, then drew near unto him, this is unto Yeshua, Jesus, all the publicans and sinners to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And then we read in verse 3, then spake this parable unto them. He spake this parable unto them. And our Lord, Yeshua the Messiah, presented really one parable in three parts, we might say, or three parables that he sought to present before the spiritual leaders of the day, as he will seek to present with all people today, religious leaders, religious people, to teach them the important lesson that God loves sinners. He loves you, he loves me, he loves mankind, and we were all lost. We are all by nature have turned away from God. We have this sin nature within us, and we are lost. We belonged to God by creation, but when sin came in, we have gone astray. In Adam, when Adam sinned, you and I have sinned with him, and the Word of God tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because God loves man, because God loves you, and he loves me, and he loves all humanity, it is his joy to receive sinners. The Messiah, Christ, the Mashiach, receiveth sinful men. And he receiving us because he is the one that paid for the sin of this world when Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, died on the shameful tree. And so to remind you, we have already spoken about the shepherd who lost one sheep, and he have left the 99 and went to get this one little lamb that went astray. We've also covered the woman that lost one coin out of the 10 coins which she had, and she searched diligently until she found that coin which she lost. And now, beloved friend, we are going to read about a father that had two sons, and he have gone, you might say, he longed to restore that one son that had been, that have gone astray, that had been turning away from his father, left his house, and he was lost. And how the father was so pleased when he returned home to himself. And so we read in Luke 15, verse 11, we read, and he said, this is Yeshua, Jesus, he said, a certain man had two sons, and the youngest of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of the goods that befalleth me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the youngest son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want, in need. And he went and joined himself to the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the pigs, the swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave it unto him. And when he came unto himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, Abba, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy servants. And he arose and he came to his Abba, to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Abba, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I am not worthy anymore to be called thy son. And the father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fattest calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. What a joy they have had. In verse 25, Yeshua continued with this parable and he said, now his eldest son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of his servants and he asked him what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father had killed the fattest calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and he would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with harlots, and thou hast killed for him the fattest calf. And he said unto him, this is the father, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. My dear friend, this parable is an amazing parable that teaches us of the love of God. Let us remember that the Lord Yeshua the Messiah presented this parable to the Pharisees, those who came, the scribes, and those who heard him, in order to teach them an important lesson of the love of God for the human race. In fact, the Bible teaches us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world and gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God's word continued to teach us in Ephesians 5 and verse 25 that the Messiah loved the assembly, the ecclesia, the church, and gave himself for the assembly, for the church. In Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3, Jeremiah taught us that God loved the people of Israel, and we read, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And the Apostle Shaul Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 for the Son of God who loved me personally and gave himself for me. The love of God is so evident here throughout this parable, but also, my dear friend, we always have to remember wherever you are and whoever you are that God loves you, and the reason that he sent the Mashiach, the Messiah, Yeshua to this world is in order that he, the Messiah, will become a substitute for your sins and for mine. And I trust that you have recognized this and accepted the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, as your Lord and Savior. But here, we see in chapter 15 of the Gospel of Luke how we see that the Messiah does, that God does receive sinful men. And so we read in verse 1 that the publicans and the sinners came to hear the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. And the Pharisees were not happy with this. So here is where the Lord teaches us this wonderful lesson. And you notice what we read in verse 11, there was a father which had two sons. It says in verse 11, certain man had two sons. One was older, one was younger. And then we find out in verses 12 and 13 that the behavior of the younger son was not well here in this portion of verses 12 and 13. The younger came to his father and he said, Father, give me my inheritance, the portion of the good that befalleth me. To remind you that in the history of Israel, the older son will receive two portions of the inheritance. The younger son will receive one portion of the inheritance, according to Deuteronomy chapter 21. But usually they will receive their inheritance after the father have passed away. But here we see that son, the younger son, asking for his goods, for his inheritance to be received from his father, even before the father died. That reminds us of how covetousness that we all have in our hearts is so dangerous for us to seek that which God is asking us to wait on in time. And here is the younger son asking from his father to receive his portion even before the father passed away. So we read in verse 13, what did he do after the father in his wisdom had given this to him? He knew his son very well, but he said, okay, you want the portion that belonged to you, here it is. In the wisdom of the father, he knew very well what his son is capable of doing when he is turning away from the father. And that reminds us of how men, by nature, when we have requested from God things that God did not want us to have in the time in which we sought for it, willfully, here is a willful son requesting for his inheritance before his father passed away. So the Abba, the father, in his wisdom, knowing exactly his son, gave this to him. What did he do with it? Notice, according to verse 13, we read, not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, and notice that, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. He thought, well, I don't need to stay with my father anymore in the house. I will have my way. I will have good time away from my father, away from my family. I got my inheritance. I receive it for myself. And I'm going to have a good time away from home. Sadly, isn't it amazing how instead of being thankful that his father still, even though alive, gave him the inheritance that he should have not requested from him, yet he took it, he went into a far country, and there he wasted everything, and he tells us here, with a riotous living. As it says here in verse 13, at the end of the verse, you notice it says he's wasted his substance. That word wasted that's how we get the word the prodigal son, the wasteful son, the son that have wasted all that which he received. In Hebrew we call it bizbuz, is lack of responsibility, carefree, not being responsible, doing my own thing, having good time. I don't need to give account to anyone. I'm the captain of my ship. I'm the pilot of my plane. That's what he was really saying and doing. And that is a representation of us all, my dear friend, when we are away from God and not submitting to the word of God, not obedient to who God want us to be, a people that belong to Him and live for Him here in this world. This is why we are seen, all of us are seen in this son that was lost, because all of us, because of sin and willfulness, are lost in trespasses and sins. And we go away from God, and like we have here, he wasted all which he received from the Father. And now notice, in verses 14 to 19, what we see here, the youngest son life away in a far country. The youngest son's life away from his father's house. Verse 14, it didn't take too long, we read, that he spent everything that was given to him by the Father. He didn't earn it, but he wasted it. And then a mighty famine came, and he began to be in need. When a famine comes, and you don't have any more that which you received from the Father, what are you going to do? You are in a need. You are hungry, you are thirsty, you have a need. So look at the condition where this young son found himself. It says here in verse 15, because he was in a need and he was hungry, he joined himself to the people there in that far country. It says in verse 15, he went and he joined himself to the citizen of a country, and this citizen sent him to feed the pigs in the field. Can you imagine? According to Leviticus chapter 11, God said to our people of Israel a long time ago that the pig, the swine, though he's divided the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he chews not the cud, he is unclean to you, God said to the people of Israel. And yet, notice that. Remember that Yeshua is speaking to the spiritual leaders of Israel, how they were looking down upon the sinners and upon the publican who came to Yeshua, who came to the Messiah. And they were looking down upon them, and here the Lord is telling them, look at the condition of the heart of a human reign, of a human race. God love people, and God seek that those that have gone far will return to him. And so we read in verse 16, that he was even willing to eat the husks that the swine did eat, but no man would give unto him. What a sad condition, my dear friend, this young son, now the lost son, the prodigal son. He have gone away from home, he have gone away from his father, like all humanity have gone away from God, and wasting our lives here in this world by not turning to God and acknowledging him and accepting God and the person of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. So we read here, as we are drawing here to the first, to the end of the first part of this parable, in verse 17, he came into his senses. You know, it takes some time to come into one sense. You realize, well, I played the fool. I've gone away from home. I have such a blessing in the presence of my father and my family, and I've gone astray. You see, that is exactly what God wants from you and I to realize. That without him, there is no purpose in life. Without the Mashiach, the Messiah, God the Son who became a man, paid for our sins when he died for us on the tree, without him, There is no purpose here in this world. We live our lives. We have the pleasure of this world, but without God, something is missing, my dear friend. Without the Mashiach, the Messiah, something is missing. So here is that son. He came unto himself, and notice what we read in verse 18, 17, 18, and 19. He said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare? And I perish here with hunger. And he made a decision. And he said, I will arise. And I will go unto my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me, he's thinking, meditating, make me as one of thy servants. See, my dear friend, he came, according to verse 17, he came to himself. He came to his senses. He realized the mistake that he had made, and his conscience bothered him. He realized that he was not right with his father, and he made a decision that he's going to go back home, and that he will repent before his father. And he will say, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy servants. This is what the lost son was meditating in his heart and mind, thinking, that is what I will say unto my father when I will return to him, to the house, hoping that his father will even make him one of his servants, just will receive him back home. He was in a need. He realized his need. And that is exactly what you and I need to come to this point, that we have sinned before God, and we have a need, and we need to repent before God, and turn to him in confession, and say to him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Well, in the next part of this parable, we will see what happened when he finally have arrived back to his home. Well, until the next time, God bless you, my friend. Shalom, shalom.